Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Confirmed this morning, the Pope has passed away. As ABC's Terry Moran reports, Francis was first elected to replace Pope Benedict in 2013.
Habemus Papam.
When this soft-spoken man emerged onto the balcony at St. Peter's with a humble bow to the faithful and praying the Our Father,
buonasera.
Few expected a Pope who would so radically transform the face of the papacy and the spirit of Catholics around the world. The first Latin American Pope, Jorge Mario Bergoglio. He grew up in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the son of an Italian immigrant.
Francis, the first Pope from the Southern Hemisphere and the first born outside Europe since the 8th century. This is ABC News.
Hours away from the Boston Marathon, the 129th running, the passing of time doesn't erase the horror of 2013 when runners died in a terrorist bombing. FBI Special Agent in Boston, Alan Davis.
The FBI is not aware of any specific or credible threats targeting these events. That said, we are asking everyone to maintain a heightened state of vigilance, given that we are home to many patriotic and symbolic landmarks.
Boston's a busy place right now with the 250th anniversary of the Battles of Lexington and Concord, the Celtics playoff run, and a Red Sox game on Monday. Listen for alerts overnight. Tornado watches now up along the Mississippi River in 5 states. More rich Americans are opening Swiss bank accounts, reports CNBC, as part of the de-Americanization of their portfolios. DHL Express is ending global shipments to the U.S. for items over $800 starting Monday. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Patchy drizzle or sprinkles early today, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. A high of 54. Northwest to west winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a slight chance of showers toward morning, a low of 37. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and mild, scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, and a high of 63. For Wednesday, partly sunny and warm, a 50% chance of scattered showers by late evening, a high of 72. Thursday, showers possible early, then breaks of sun and still mild, a high of 68. Friday, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler, rain likely at times, possibly a thunderstorm, and a high of 62. Right now in Richland Center, after a daytime high yesterday at 49, right now winds around 11 miles per hour from the northeast, and our temperature is at 47 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Monday, April 21st.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so precious twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
When the trumpet sounds, we'll be called away to a place so grand, land of perfect day. With our cares behind, only joy to find as we leave the ground when the trumpet sounds. When the trumpet sounds, we'll be called away to a place so grand, land of perfect day. With our cares behind, only joy to find as we leave the ground when the trumpet sounds.
We can hear the constant sounds of trouble, that falls on us like rain. We can hear this whole world as it murmurs, creaks, and groans, but we're listening for the sound that calls us home.
When the trumpet sounds, we'll be called away to a place so grand, land of perfect day. With our cares behind, only joy to
There you go. And the trumpet sounds, we start the day in a positive way with a triumphant quartet. And before that, our national anthem, sung and performed by Maggie Rose. Hello, friends. It's time for us to get together again today for the Light in the Milk House show as we update you and keep you informed and maybe a little toe-tap and tune along the way as well. We have to get that aerobic polka in a little bit later because, I snagged too many Easter pieces of candy there from my little granddaughters. I'm sorry to admit, but I did. It was very tempting, that's for sure, when they weren't looking. And they had more than they really needed, actually. You know, so I was just doing my grandpa duty. Welcome to Monday, April 1st. This is Neil McCoy.
Drop of a hat, we went from zero to love and nothing flat. Now you smile at me, and before I knew, I was head over heels over you.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Love happens like that.
You can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Love happens like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Love happens like that. Destiny, call it love at first sight, call it meant to be, I'd say you're right. I never dreamed that just one kiss could make me feel like this.
Love happens like that.
Steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Like that.
And you can run. can turn your world around just like that. Like that. Love happens like that.
Love happens. Love happens. Love happens just like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in the night. Now you can run, but you can't hide.
Love happens. Love happens. Love happens just like that.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
As I stop and look around me at the things I thought I loved, all I see is all that's missing from my mind. There's a lady lying by me, but the lady's not enough, and the feeling just keeps eating me alive. I could have had you. God knows you love me. Oh, I could have had you here with me tonight. When I think about tomorrow and what it could have been with us, then I wonder why I'd bother with today. Love was all you ever asked for. At the time it seemed too much, and I ended up just giving it away when I could have had you. God knows you love me. I could have had you here with me tonight. Stop and look around me at the things I thought I loved. All I see is all that's missing from my life. There's another lady by me, but I know she's not enough to keep this fire from burning in my mind. I could have had you. God knows you. And it should have been here with me tonight.
Leon Everett on WRCO Radio. 47 degrees. Yesterday's high was 49. We did pick up 67/100ths of an inch of rain on Easter Sunday. Not a lot going on today in terms of, there are a few high school events, not as many as some, but a few. We'll get back to it today. We do have baseball planned later today, if the weather permits, the Ithaca-Riverdale baseball non-conference game later on today. Certainly, we're still in the middle of a little bit of light mist, a trace of precipitation so far on the day, and it is 47 degrees.
Both calves and slaughter cows were higher at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $6.80 and beef crossbred calves up to $10.20. Dairy slaughter cows range from $1.10 to $1.21, with the fat beef cows $1.44 to $1.68, bulls up to $1.77. The grass is greening up, the robins are here, so now is a good time to be marketing your cattle that will be pastured this summer. For all of your livestock marketing needs, whether to slaughter cows and bulls, dairy or feeders, fat cattle or calves, contact Darren Colter Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also a chance to talk about how underage drinking affects the growing brain. Teens who drink face a higher risk of depression, memory loss, and addiction later in life. Knowledge is prevention. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Reese Hoskins went 3-for-5 with a home run, 4 RBIs, and one of Milwaukee's franchise record 9 steals, as Logan Henderson recorded 9 strikeouts in his major league debut, and the Brewers trounced the Athletics 14-1. Bryce Tarang scored 3 runs and stole 3 bases to help the Brewers win the rubber match of the series. The Brewers stole 6 bases in the first inning. That was the highest total by any team in a single inning since at least 1961, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. Elsewhere in baseball from yesterday, Atlanta 6-2 over Minnesota, Cleveland 5 and Pittsburgh 4, also Cincinnati 24. Baltimore 2. It was a day of run scoring. And then the Dodgers 1-0 over Texas. The Angels 5 and San Francisco 4. San Diego 3-2 over Houston. In the American League, Yankees 4, Tampa Bay 0, the White Sox 8, Boston 4, Kansas City 4-3 over Detroit, Seattle 8, Toronto 3. In the National League, it was the Mets over St. Louis 7-4, Miami 7-5 over Philadelphia, Washington 3, Colorado 2, Arizona Arizona 3, the Cubs 2, and Colorado over Washington 3-1. From the NBA playoffs, Oklahoma City 131, Memphis 80, Boston 103, Orlando 86, Cleveland 121, Miami 100, Golden State 95, Houston 85. From the NHL playoffs, it was Carolina 4-1 over New Jersey, also Toronto 6, Ottawa 2, Vegas 4-2 over Minnesota. The Bucks get back to action tonight with a game coming up, game two of the series, after losing the NBA series opener to the Pacers on Saturday. The Eastern Conference game coming up here, and the Bucks and Pacers playing in Indiana. The teams meet for the first time this season. From over the weekend, Indiana is 10-6 against the Central Division, and Milwaukee is 9-7 against division opponents. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
54 at WRCO is the daytime projected high, and 37 tonight. It could be a little breezy at times and a few sprinkles early on this morning, which we have felt. I noted them on the window as I motivated with the mighty vibe today. Right now we're at 47 degrees. The update from the Aerobic Polka file coming up here. Our Aerobic Polka on a Monday is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, time to kick it into gear officially with the Aerobic Polka. There we go.
We'll be right back.
Whoopi John and the band and the Jolly Cooper Smith Polka right there. Good for what ails you. Here you go. Woo. Keep it up. Come on. No pain, no gain.
Let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. I can see you standing there. I just gotta stop and stare. Honey, let me be your salty dog. If you'd only speak to me, I'd be happy as could be. Honey, let me be your salty dog. I can't think of what to say. You just make me feel that way. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. If you wanna see this boy jumping up and down for joy, honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog, I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. I can't give you diamond rings, but there's always other things. Honey, let me be your salty dog. I can see you by my side if you'd only be my bride. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Take this band of gold. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Headlights burning bright. Gotta keep these big wheels rolling. I'm coming home tonight. I ain't got time to shoot the pinball or to get the red or blues. Gotta keep these big wheels rolling. I'm coming home to you. I know my baby's waiting, the sweetest ever seen. With big blue eyes that sparkle, she's a truck driver's queen. Ain't got time to shoot the pinball or to get the red or blues. Gotta keep these big wheels rolling. I'm coming home to you. I know my baby's waiting, the sweetest ever seen. With big blue eyes that sparkle, she's a truck driver's queen.
More in Napier and the Truck Driver's Queen. Before that, Ricky Nelson and our Salty Dog. All right, well, get ready, get set for the day, the week in Southwest Wisconsin. Here we go. Thanks for joining us on the Light in the Milk House Show. Patchy drizzle or sprinkles early today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. A high of 54. It was a rainy Easter Sunday. Kind of hard to hide eggs. We had to move our egg hunt indoors yesterday as a result of the wet weather that came at just the wrong time for an Easter egg hunt. But right now we're at 47 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. And I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Thanks, spring, and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Farmers have one less federal regulation to worry about. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A Trump administration rule has exempted most businesses from part of the Corporate Transparency Act. The U.S. Treasury Department previously wanted U.S. companies and individuals, including farmers and ranchers, to report beneficial ownership information to their Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, known as FinCEN.
Good news. We get to throw out this rule for the most part.
Attorney and University of Wisconsin Farm Law Outreach Specialist Kelly Wilford says the law was designed to show who the real owners were behind the LLC or corporation to help with financial crimes enforcement. But there was a lot of litigation nationwide, and the Trump administration worked with Treasury leaders to put a new interim final rule in place.
It said all entities that were created in the United States, including those that were known as domestic reporting companies, and their beneficial owners are exempt from the requirement to report beneficial ownership information.
Wilford says foreign companies are still required to report beneficial ownership information under the interim rule. A former USDA Undersecretary of Farm Production and Conservation says he's glad to see the USDA keep a climate program from the Biden administration. Robert Bonney tells Brownfield.
So I suspect what happened is they got a little out over their skis and realized, hey, this is a good program. It's popular to allow, I think, probably most of the projects to go forward.
Bonney says the program was designed to incentivize farmers and ranchers to adopt climate smart practices, get paid for that stewardship, and develop new markets for agriculture.
The smartest thing for them to do is to let these projects move forward, to look at this as an opportunity, provide new sources of revenue when the Trump administration's tariffs are making it more expensive to farm and less profitable.
The Climate Smart Commodities Initiative is now known as the Advancing Markets for Producers Initiative. The start of the planting season means an increase in large equipment on the roadways. Agronomist Megan Anderson with Iowa State says motorists should be extra cautious this time of year.
Very large equipment, very slow moving, very wide, large turns.
She says producers will be entering and exiting fields frequently, and the traveling public should give farmers plenty of distance.
Look for signals and don't pass just because they're slowing down a bunch. If they're slowing down a bunch, it probably means they're going to turn one direction or another and maybe just sit tight and let them turn, and then you can get around.
Anderson is urging farmers to check their safety equipment and lights and stay as far right as possible on the roads. Recent ice storms in Michigan have damaged maple syrup producers, and some predictions are that production will be down at least a third this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Dad, is Volt IP Plus seed treatment a biofungicide or an inoculant?
Well, that's a strange thing to ask, son, but since it's on your mind, it's both. Two powerful biofungicides plus an elite rhizobia inoculant. It's how we improve early season soybean vigor and increase yield potential.
Why is the sky blue?
How about we just stick to soybeans, son?
Vault IP Plus Biological Seed Treatment from BASF. The plus equals more. Talk to your retailer or BASF representative today. Always read and follow label directions.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs had an okay day of business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with Roundfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity was pretty quiet Friday. For the week, northern dress deals were marked at $332 to $335, $4 to $7 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Southern live deals were at $210, $6 higher than the previous week's business. At the Mobridge Livestock Exchange in South Dakota, the USDA says demand was good to very good for the offering. The sale primarily featured fall calves. The majority of cattle sold in packages. Flesh varied from light to heavy, and quality range from plain to attractive. The market was moderate to active with several buyers in-house. Medium and large one feeder steer, 605 to 642 pounds, brought $335 to $357. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 603 to 642 pounds, brought $308 to $326. Box beef ended the day lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was in $1.38 at $331.52. Select was 84 cents lower at $315.55. Estimated cattle slaughter was 89,000 head, down 7,000 on the week, and down more than 22,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison with a fairly light negotiated run. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong on the global market, but it was another week where China was noticeably absent from the USDA's export sales report. Domestic demand could see a bump as pork continues to be a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $77 to $87 and a weighted average of $83.25. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of $84.39. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed sharply higher Friday, up $4.22 at $97. Bellies jumped more than $14. And estimated hog slaughter was 407,000 head, down 71,000 on the week and down more than 73,000 on the year. The CME was closed Friday in observance of the Good Friday holiday. But on Thursday, cattle futures were up ahead of the USDA's cattle on feed numbers. And lean hog futures also ended the day higher on demand optimism. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
It's time to introduce tough weeds to the rapid, effective knockout punch of Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide helps keep your corn acres clear from almost 200 broadleaf weeds, including pesky pigweed, water hemp, and those with HPPD resistance. Protect your fields with Status Herbicide as your frontline post-emergence application and combined with Zidua SC Herbicide in a tank mix for a long-lasting residual. Talk to your BASF representative about Status Herbicide. Always read and follow label directions.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash hogs had no comparison. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with this Brownfield Commodity Market Update, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity was pretty quiet Friday. For the week, dress deals were marked at $332 to $335. That's $4 to $7 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Southern live deals were at $210, $6 higher than the previous week's business. Cash hogs had no comparison, but ended the day with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $77 to $87 and a weighted average of $83.25. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of $84.39. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. For the latest in market news, go to BrownfieldAgNews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The start of a series making a case for genetically modified foods today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Genetically modified products, food in particular, get a bad rap. That's according to Sir Richard Roberts, a Nobel Prize-winning British biochemist and molecular biologist.
Now, the term genetically modified is really misleading. Every life form on this planet has been genetically modified by evolution. You know, we didn't start looking like this. We started out as bacteria.
While the term genetic modification is relatively new, Roberts says its practice is not new at all.
Plant and animal breeding has been practiced for generations, for as long as we can say. You take two plants, you cross them, you get genes from both plants mixing. That's genetic modification.
In fact, says Roberts, every one of us is a genetic modification.
When we have a child, that child is genetically modified. It's got some genes from mom, it's got some genes from dad. And to try and pretend that this is something totally unnatural, to mix genes and so on, is ridiculous.
Robert spoke recently at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. The fuss over GM technologies has been going on for some time, and he's been around for a lot of that. He'll be back tomorrow to share more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Early season moisture should be good news for forage crops. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Minnesota crop and dairy farmers encouraged by soil moisture levels to begin the growing season. Charles Krause milks around 350 Holstein cows near Buffalo, Minnesota. He says he was not surprised by an early April snowstorm.
That's pretty normal for April. It'll be 70 degrees one day and 20 the next. But we've gotten moisture recently in the last couple of weeks. We've gotten rains and snows, and that's soaking in. So I think once it straightens out a little bit here, we'll be rolling.
He tells Brownfield a lack of snow cover on alfalfa fields is a concern.
So I'm hoping that the alfalfa crop made it through. I guess we should know by the first week of May or so whether it's greening up or not. And we'll see what happens there, but we'll go to plan B if it didn't.
USDA rates Minnesota's top soil moistures around 24% short and 63% adequate. Most of the Great Lakes states have adequate or excess soil moisture right now. Missouri State Veterinarian says reductions in USDA staff will affect the animal health industry. Steve Struberg tells Brownfield, established veterinary service employees are taking buyouts from the federal government.
It's going to be interesting to learn who we're going to work with in the future, or if we're going to have to get more done ourselves. It's, you know, we're not trained to do that, and we don't have the capability to do what some of the federal folks are able to do. So unfortunately, it's just going to have to learn how to serve our producers and our industries.
It's unclear exactly how many people have taken advantage of this round of buyouts, and USDA has not responded to Brownfield's request for comment. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed for the Good Friday holiday. Cash dairy prices were higher except for barrel cheese at the close Thursday. Markets resume Monday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Mark your calendars. We're just 2 months away from the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tickets go on sale May 19th through June 13th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue, Richland Center. For more info, call Kenda at 475-1886. The countdown is on. Stay tuned.
Your weather forecast for today, 54 with a few sprinkles early, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. It sounds pretty much like every day in April. Well, not every, but pretty close this April. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, a slight chance of showers overnight, and a low of 37. Tony Schumacher has more about that weather picture in just a few minutes here this morning at WRCO.
Seeing what you wanted to see. Darling, don't say a word. I've already heard what your body's saying to mine. You're tired of fast move. You got a slow groove on your mind. You want a man with a slow hand. You want a lover with an touch. You want somebody who will spend some time, not come and go in a heated rush. Baby,
Believe me, I understand. When it comes to love, you want a slow hand. A slow hand, you got a lover with an easy touch. You got somebody who will spend some time, not come and go in a heated rush. Baby, believe me, I understand. When it comes to love, you want a slow hand. You want a lover with an easy touch. Somebody who will spend some time with you, baby, not come and go in a heated rush. Baby.
It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from it all. My love has been untrue. She's found somebody new. It's been a blue, blue day for me. I feel like crying, dying. What can I do? Feel like praying, saying I'm glad we're through. It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away. Cannot make believe that I don't sit and grieve. It's been a blue, blue day for me. I can't pretend and say that I don't love her anyway. It's been a blue, blue day for me. I feel like crying, dying. What can I do? Feel like praying, saying I'm glad we're through. It's been a blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blues. I feel like running away from the blues.
Don Gibson, WRCO, with a classic, A Blue, Blue Day. Hopefully it's not for you. Unless you ate too many Easter pieces of candy yesterday. Boy, oh boy. Good stuff. Anyway, a reminder going on tomorrow. A Red Cross blood drive will be held from 10:30 until 4 at the Reedsburg campus. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Wilkinson Auctions annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auctions lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Get ready for a fantastic feast. The Waseca Fire Department invites you to their 39th annual Fish Fry, Saturday, April 26th. It's all-you-can-eat fish and all the fixins served up hot starting at 3 p.m. at the Waseca Fire Station, 200 McCloskey Avenue. Dine in or grab it to go. Plus, raffles galore, guns, baskets, meat, and a live auction. Adults just $15, kids 6 to 12 or $10, and the littles, 5 and under, eat for free. Don't miss it. Support your local firefighters with every bite. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we had some pretty generous rain amounts across the region over the past 24 hours as expected. Generally about 5 to 7 tenths of an inch around Richland County, south and east, with as much as an inch, inch and a half as you get out into Vernon, Crawford, and western Grant counties. Most of that moisture now is lifting north of our region as low pressure spins northward through Wisconsin. Could still see a few sprinkles this morning, certainly some gusty winds through the day, and cool temperatures overall. Tomorrow looks like another day with a couple of showers coming through the area with a weak disturbance. The amounts, though, should not be too heavy, probably a few tenths of an inch or less. We get a break for most of Wednesday, and with that, a little bit more sunshine, some warmer air coming in. Should be quite a delightful spring day. Then the next front moves in Wednesday night and Thursday with some more showers. Those could linger into Friday as well. Temperatures will be a little cooler by Friday and Saturday, but more sun on Saturday as high pressure works in. Then we'll see another weather system impact us by Sunday night. So today, look for patchy drizzle or sprinkles early. Mostly cloudy and breezy. High temperature in the lower 50s. Might fall a bit as the day goes on. Northwest to west wind 15 to 25. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. Slight chance of showers toward morning. Low at 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild. High 63. Scattered showers likely. Possibly a thunderstorm. And the wind from the southeast up to 10. Tomorrow night, there could be a shower early in the far southern part of the region, then partly cloudy, low at 44. For Wednesday, partly sunny and warm, with highs in the low 70s, 50% chance of scattered showers by late Wednesday evening. Thursday and Friday, mostly cloudy, with some off and on showers expected, maybe a thunder shower. Highs in the upper 60s on Thursday, low 60 Friday, partly cloudy for Saturday, high 61. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
47 degrees, cloudy conditions. 49 was yesterday's high. We picked up 67 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. A record high, 85 in 1985, was recorded. April 21st of 1956, we established a record low at 20. Last year's high was 59, and the low was 25. Sunset will happen at 7:51 this evening. Sunrise time, 8 minutes after 6, coming up 4 this morning. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour at times. Barometer at 29.66. That's on the rise, a trace of precipitation this morning. And after a low of 44 and a high of 51 early on in the day, it is 47 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis has died, the Vatican announcing the news this morning. The Pope, born Jorge Maria Bergoglio, was 88 years old and had just spent more than a month in the hospital battling pneumonia, but was also seen briefly on the Vatican balcony over Easter weekend. ABC's Rena Roy has more on his legacy.
The former janitor and nightclub bouncer became the first Jesuit pope, the first from the New World, and the first pope ever to take the name Francis in honor of St. Francis of Assisi, who was devoted to the poor. Pope Francis carried that dedication to the less fortunate, washing the feet of prisoners and displaying unprecedented familiarity for a pope, often opting to ride in an open-air car instead